He heard a slight grinding noise and felt something slip out from under his hand.
"Hey, watch out," yelled Dr. Carey. "You push the starter button. She's off. There she goes. She's away. She's loose in the room. Now we'll never catch her." He grabbed Stuart up and placed him on a table where he wouldn't be hit by a runaway car. "Oh, mercy! Oh, mercy!" Stuart cried when he realized what he had done. It was a very awkward situation. Neither Dr. Carey nor Stuart could see the little automobile, yet it was rushing all around the room under its own power, bumping into things. First there came a crashing noise over by the fireplace. The hearth broom fell down. Dr. Carey leapt for the spot and pounced on the place where the sound had come from. But though he was quick, he had hardly got his hands on the place when there was another crash over by the wastebasket. The doctor pounced again. Pounce! Crash! Pounce! Crash! The doctor was racing all over the room, pouncing and missing.